Chapter 24. Across from the path in front of Redwall's main gate, which faced west, was a partially dried-up ditch separating the path from the sprawling flatlands. Twilight's last vestiges were gleaming as Aoife stood in the ditch, looking up at the solid red sandstone heights of the abbey's outer wall.
"Supposing the Tagarang ain't in there, what then?"
Valak rubbed beeswax along his bowstring to keep it supple.
"Oh, he's in there all right. I can feel it in me bones."
Aoife took out his long curved knife and began digging at some wild ramsons that were poking through the ditch side.
Ain't much chance of us finding out if the Tagarang's in there or not. It's all high walls, locked doors and guards walking round betwixt the battlements. We got no chance of getting in there to seek him out."
He began crunching the garlicky-smelling plant. Valak turned away in disgust from the weasel's breath.
"Do you have to eat that stuff? I tell you a good way for us to get in. You climb up that wall and breathe all over him. That'll knock the guards out so you can open the door for me."
Aoife had wiped soil from another clump of ramsons and bit into it.
"Very funny. Your jokes will be the death of you one day, I hope. But the way I sees it, we don't have to try and get into that place, if we can make the Tagarang come out to us."
Valak gagged as he turned and caught another whiff of ramsons.
"Go on then, stinkmouth. Tell me how we do that. Why should the Tagarang come out if he knows we want to kill him, eh?"
Aoife picked his teeth with a filthy pawnail.
"Simple. You're the great bow beast, aren't you? All you got to do is kill one of those guards up yonder, just as a sort of message. Pretty soon they'll want to know what we want. So you, kill another one. I'll tell them we'll slay every red waller we see until they gives us the Tagarang. I think that's a pretty good idea, don't you?"
Valak eyed the figures patrolling the wall top.
"Oh, it's a marvellous idea. Unless I kills one and they all comes charging out and chops us to fish scraps."
Aoife spat out a surly bit of vegetation.
"Your plan is better then. Go on, tell it to me."
Valak knew he had lost the argument, so he blustered.
"Do you remember what Sony said? He didn't want to tangle with the warriors in there. Sony Wrath was a wise chief."
Aoife laughed scornfully.
"I was. But now Sony's a dead chief, and it wasn't no Red War warriors did it. 'Twas his own pet otter. So are you going along with my idea, or are you scared?"
Valak pushed his face nose to nose with Aoife, despite the smell.
"I ain't scared of you, and I ain't scared of those up there. And if you don't believe me, then watch this."
Fitting a shaft to his bowstring, Valak drew it back, judging the breeze and the height. He fired and hit one of the guards standing left of the threshold above the main gate. Valak watched the red wall crumple below the battlements and sneered.
"Now tell me I'm scared. Valak Bow Beast ain't afraid of any beast his allies can slay. That goes for them and you too. Oi, come back here. Where are you going?"
Aoife turned a pitying smile upon the ferris.
"I'm getting out of the way, back into the woods. They'll probably have archers, spear beasts and slingers to fire back at us. But don't listen to me. You stay there and chat to yourself all night. I'm off."
Valak crouched and followed Aoife at a run, north along the muddy stream bed, to where they could make the trees in safety.